We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And now that we're into September, in certain places, there's a chill in the air.
Yes.
Slight nip in the buds.
Is that? Oh, I don't think that's. Is that what you say?
There's a little tingle happening down in Tingletown.
Yeah, I gotta see a doctor about that.
Yeah, it's not because of the. It's not because the weather's getting colder.
Or because you need a cream.
No, it's because of cuffing season.
Oh, it's already started?
Yeah.
Dude, it's gonna be weird this year.
If you don't know what that is, cuffing season is the time of year when people usually try and lock down a relationship so they aren't feeling alone and sad during the holidays.
Right.
And that typically starts in early November.
Right, it's super early this year.
Yeah, but this year, because of the pandemic, it's already happening. And millennial matchmakers all over the country say they've had a huge uptick in inquiries just over the last few weeks.
Yeah, but typically don't somebody start dating someone in November and then you dump them like right around Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the timeline.
These are going to be like legit relationships if we start now.
I know.
I mean, that's like over 6 months.
Well, the translation is people are getting desperate.
Yeah, okay. Okay, they're just sick of being alone.
Yeah.
And they're worried. I mean, I'm worried about winter.
You are?
I am, yes. Being locked up in my house with, I mean, I love my kids and my husband, but my God.
It sounds like it.
Go to that wing of the house and visit them.
Yeah, the wing of the house. That's cute.
I miss you guys. Yeah. It's cold, though. I'm going to be here for a few months.
In big cities, women are taking advantage of desperate men by meeting guys on dating apps and asking them to come over to help them move furniture or heavy objects for free.
That's smart. That's a good opening.
Yeah.
Alexis, you just moved. Did you miss your opportunity?
I did, but I need help with something else. I'll find something.
Okay.
I'm just a little girl. I don't know what to do to move a dresser.
I need to lift this fork so I can cook.
The matchmakers say they're already bracing for hibernation season.
Oh.
Meaning they're getting ready for hungry, lonely bears coming out in March, ravenous for love.
Yeah.
Ravenous.
Wow.
Be careful. Those ravenous bears, I'm telling you. Now that that's out of the way, it's time for your shock caller question of the day.
Yeah.
We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to see who gets asked a trivia question. If you get it wrong, you will be punished right in the throat with a shock from a dog shock caller. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear. Jose is drawing a name out of the bucket because he had the shock caller last. Who'd you get, Jose?
I'm struggling. Alexis Kitten Confetti 4.
Oh, that actually sounds pretty cute.
It does. Just bat it out of the air.
Do not Urban Dictionary Kitten Confetti, okay?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for real?
I love confetti.
Okay. Alexis is putting on the shock collar while she does that. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
There are simply too many remotes in the world.
Mm-hmm.
TV remotes, smart speaker remotes, remotes for electronic central items that arrive in discreet packaging. Anyway, according to a new study from a tech company, Logitech, they asked thousands of people for the top places we lose our remote controls. The overwhelming number one was in the recesses of our couches. I need you to name the next four. Good luck. You'll need it.
Wow.
You'll need it. Interesting. Okay, hold on. He just said, good luck, you'll need it. So I'm going to tell you the weirdest place I ever found my remote.
All right.
True story.
Okay.
In the refrigerator.
I don't think that's that strange.
Because when you go to get something to eat, and then you pick something out, sometimes you're just not thinking, you put it in. Like, you take out your sandwich.
Yeah.
Why haven't TVs moved to apps? Like, I have the Sonos speakers, and it's just an app I use. There's no remote to my stereo anymore.
Why isn't the TV on the app?
Yet?
I have the option I can do that. Like, I can sync my TV to my phone.
Sorry.
You know, Alexis, what are you thinking? What was your first thought?
I don't know. Sometimes I go to my room in the middle of watching TV. Like, I always change into, like, comfy clothes mid-watching TV.
Totally, so I would throw it on my bed or something.
So I think that's...
you do a wardrobe change mid-episode?
Oh, my God. This is so good. I'm going to be here for a while.
And then I change into sweats. So
time to hump it.
Ben Affleck comes on screen. She's like, ooh, I better slip into something more comfortable.
I don't know, like a drawer or something.
No, that makes sense. So I think that's good thinking, though. It's like what you're doing in the middle of television when you get distracted.
Let's hear the question one more time.
If you're my TV remote and you're listening to this, I miss you. Please tell me where you are. Other than that, I asked you chumps to tell me the top five most common places that we lose remotes, according to a new survey, and I already let you know number one on the list was inside our couch cushions. Since I'm a nice and handsome guy, I'll give you a lifeline. Pick a number and I'll let you know the answer behind it.
Okay, three.
Number three is in the dresser drawer.
Oh, specific.
So I just need three answers from you now.
Okay, three more.
What about if you have like a jacket or something on and you put your remote in your pocket?
A hoodie pocket.
Yeah.
The hoodie pocket for sure.
And remotes are really small. They fit in like all sorts of places.
We're going back to the bathroom.
Jeffrey, who was excited about
Ben Affleck? It wasn't Alexis, it sounds like.
Okay, I'm going to lock in the four places you're most likely to lose your remote: in the fridge, in the bathroom, and in a sweatshirt pocket.
Oh, okay.
According to a new survey, the place we lose our clicker most often is deep in the bowels of our couches. Mm-hmm. I asked you to name the rest of the top five, and the answers are as follows. Number two, in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very nice.
I told you number three was in the dresser drawer.
Yeah.
Number four, in the fridge.
Wow! Yeah. I thought I was the only one.
And number five, on the places we leave our remotes, outside.
Do something real quick.
Why would you bring your remote outside, though?
Maybe you're barbecuing? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, maybe. Like, if you're watching football. Uh-huh.
You're mowing your lawn at the same time, and you're, like, changing the TVs from inside.
You have to run outside and tell your entire neighborhood how good this Netflix documentary is.
I guess so. All right.
It's all good. I'm going to change the channel again, and then you throw your remote, and then it's outside.
We were close on that one, but we didn't get it right. So somebody wanted to hear you sing Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Ooh. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at you, baby. But here's my number.
Didn't even shock you yet.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
I got distracted laughing at
Did
myself.
Did you get scared?
She sang one note and got fully off the rails.
There you go, I shocked her.
All right. That was a very awkward shock, but it works.
Okay, that was weird. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
All right, let's hopefully get over that when we do your phone tap coming up in just a few minutes.